Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on the Rural Radio Network. It's time to recap the week's markets, as we usually do. Call in the ARC Group in Lincoln, and today we're visiting with Shane Lechtenberg. Shane, let's first of all recap the weekly numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Hey, good morning, Chad. On the weekly numbers, March corn ended the week at 384 and three quarters, which was just three quarters of a penny lower on the week. New crop corn was 403 and three quarters. That was up three quarters of a penny on the week, so not much of a change there. Beans were a little lower. January beans settled at $9.50, which was down 16 and a quarter on the week. November beans, new crop was 951, which is down 10 and a quarter on the week. Kansas City wheat on March settled at 518 and a quarter, which was up 6 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat was 538 and a half, and that was up 6 and a half on the week. On the livestock side, as far as cattle go, feeder cattle were 147.57 and a half, which was up 320 for the week, and February cattle ended 122.40, which was up $4.50 on the week. So we had a good week in the cattle side.
Yeah, definitely. We don't hit on cattle too often. Good to note that as well. Back on the grains, you know, we had two confirmed sales of soybeans to China. You kind of got to ask yourself, why did we end lower on the week, Shane?
You know, it's just kind of classic, seems to me anyway, having a market kind of get all this optimism priced in, and then once it really happens in the market, corrects the other way. So, I mean, you know, as we talked earlier a little bit, if you had the crystal ball on what was going to happen around the world politically, weather-wise, yield, any of it, if you knew exactly what was going to happen, it's still extremely hard to figure out what's priced into the market and what's not. And that probably is an example of this week. You know, we get what we think happens, and then the market kind of corrects back the opposite direction. So it makes it hard to, you know, if you're right and you're still wrong, you're still wrong. So, you know, for our producers, we really hammer on minding your own business. You know, what is your business? How do these markets overlay on your business, and what kind of impact does it have? And when there's a certain thing that makes a lot of sense to be watching, you should be taking care of it on your farm, you know, rather than trying to speculate if we're going up or down.
Yeah, and that's the importance of having a plan, right? And, you know, it won't be too long. You said you have some clients already that are working on those seasonal averages. That's a good way to get started, right?
Yeah, we think it's a great way to get started. There's certain times of the year, you know, as far as Chicago price is concerned, that make a lot of sense. We've had some sales on the books for new crop for some guys, you know, that are kind of out ahead here a ways for next year already on certain commodities if they're used to doing that. If you're not and you're, you know, getting started, we've got a, you know, Dec 19 corn is 403. Beans were, you know, 960 or a little better this week. Big bean carryovers, you know, and potential good trade, but, you know, mid nine beans and four in front of corn kind of make sense to start building a base around some things. We've got some guys doing some averaging on corn, also just making some sales too. And then on the beans, we're putting a trade on right now for guys that's, you know, kind of preserving that mid $9 market with upside to 10, about 20 cents on something like that, you know, with a lot of flexibility. If we do have an up market, we've got a good position. If we don't, things fall apart on the trade side and we have a big bean crop again and we're substantially lower, we're in a position where we've got some size in place to kind of insure against that down market.
Okay, Shane, one other thing we want to talk about, and that's watch basis, especially between now and the end of the year, because these holidays, you could see a basis become pretty attractive pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, there's certain areas already since harvest that we've seen a really nice snap improvement in basis. You know, there's some local markets that are 20 to 25 cents better than the local kind of elevator deliveries. If, you know, not everywhere is that way, but if you're in a position to manage futures and you can be the guy that will sell the grain, whether it's up or down in general, but sell that good basis level, there's opportunities to capture on that. Even the processors, there's certain processors, here in the state that have been trying to get beans bought for some quicker ship stuff that have had some really good numbers. You've seen, you know, coming out of harvest numbers, 50 cents improvement by putting beans in the bin versus selling them out of the field. And those are the reasons why you shove stuff in a bin and pay attention and get yourself hedged. You know, be protected so you're comfortable making those decisions from a basis standpoint.
All right, very good. As always, thanks so much for the insight. That's Shane Lechtenberg at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information from them, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.